Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
In Mind Your Business, we look at the SME and startup sector here in Singapore, and with our growing dependence on tech, one issue that surfaced that may not seem linked to security is chaos that comes when telecommunication services are disrupted. When that happens, difficulties in restoring service stem from the system of physical locks used to secure telecom sites located around Singapore.
Enter Willamore, which aims to update this old fence for modern tech. This keyless smart lock system allows enterprises to issue virtual keys quickly to the smartphones of authorized staff and contractors. And joining us is Basil Byrne, who is managing partner at Willamore. Well, Basil, talk to us through about the genesis of Willamore.
Hi guys. So Willamore started about 4 years ago. We're a tech company. We come from a telecom background, so a long experience working for telecom operators around the world. And so we saw a major issue in telecom: access to sites, people can't get their sites on air, theft, fraud. So we did something about it. We developed a smart lock solution specifically designed for enterprise.
You'd reckon that's your unique selling point, yeah?
It is quite unique. Actually, there's lots of smart locks in the market. Most of them are quite cheap, made from plastic, typically made in China, and they're designed for the consumer market. Nobody has really designed from the ground up an enterprise-grade smart lock platform.
What makes it more complicated going enterprise-grade?
So what we need to do, first of all, security is critically important. The lock itself has to be extremely robust, has to withstand all kind of outdoor weather and rust and so on. The platform has to be an enterprise-grade platform, so we need multi-layer so we can control the workforce. So it's got to be designed from an enterprise point of view so you can issue virtual unique keys every single time to every single access point.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it works, though.
Sure.
So if you have somebody on entity enterprise-wide, right, is your system 300 people need locks, oh man, or keys.
Yeah, it's complicated. And typically what happens is they have keys that are held in secure locations, so you can't go straight to the problem and fix it. You have to go and collect a key, then you go to the site.
Physical key, yeah. Okay.
So our system works, we have, say you're a contractor, you will request access. We will grant you that access. You will then go directly to the site, use your smartphone, use the virtual key in your smartphone over a Bluetooth connection to unlock the lock.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like if you forget your phone, you're in trouble.
You don't forget your phone.
I like your answer to that.
Yeah.
I mean, Basil, what are the gaps and pain points in the market that you're trying to fill?
Yeah.
Beyond the forgetting the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So the telecom networks are built in big cities, Jakarta, Bangkok, Tokyo, loads of traffic problems. So it takes hours to get to a site.
Mm.
And by going from A to B to C, enormous inefficiency. So first of all, we can cut out that inefficiency. We can save fuel. It's greener. We can track exactly who goes into the site. And really importantly, we get all the data and the analytics. So we get when the alarm went off, how long to get to the location, when they went in, exactly what they did, when they left, when they got home safe, so you know your workers get home. So we can track all that data, and then we can analyze that data for corporates, and we can tell them precisely how long it should take to do every single task on a site.
Mm. Willamore really ties in with the Smart Nation initiative here, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, we talk about Smart Nation, we talk about smart homes, we want to talk about making companies smart. So we fit right into that structure: smart home, smart company, smart nation.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And what about tackling security and privacy concerns, Basil? I mean, how robust are your systems?
Actually, super robust. So we've spent years working in telecom operations, right? Our job was to keep networks alive and keep them operating no matter what. We take operational resiliency very important. All our securitization, in fact, we've built a robot here in Singapore that does uploading of the firmware, and all the securitization is done in a very secure location here in Singapore. That leverages the Singapore global brand name, being a very trusted economy, very trusted business environment. And so we're leveraging that to do all the securitization here in Singapore.
What were some of the challenges you faced setting up, though?
Lots.
Lack of sleep?
a bit of that. But actually, the biggest challenge is getting people to recognise that using mechanical locks is a vulnerable point. So now we have 3D printing, you'd be very familiar. Actually, we can 3D print and duplicate any key to any mechanical lock out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is the technology has overrun mechanical locks. The only way to counter that is to use smart locks. So we need to overcome that and we need to do it. We think that every corporate, not just in Singapore, around the world, is going to have to change out their mechanical locks in the next 1 to 2 years.
Mm. You think awareness levels are still low with regard to that?
And that's the issue, right? So awareness issue is not there. We live in a really safe environment here in Singapore,
mm-hmm.
but we can't be complacent. We can't take it for granted. And we have to move with the times. We can't keep using old mechanical locks. We need to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
How uphill of a task has it been to convince enterprises, you know what, you guys need this, man?
It is a challenge because people like to stick with what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's inefficient, they stick with it. But actually, the secret is to help sell companies the dream of digitization. Even if they're slow to pick up on digitization, just by swapping out their mechanical locks with our locks is the very good first step down a digital path.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you mentioned about awareness, Basil. What about now? What about the other challenges that you're facing now? I mean, still back to that awareness push again?
I mean, awareness is a big issue, but then, of course, we need to be ready. So we've got to get our manufacturing right, our security. We spent over a year working with a Singapore-backed government-linked company. They had an independent expert try to hack our solution, try to break it, all sorts of really clever things. And
by way of testing, you mean?
By way of testing,
okay.
Yeah. Security testing.
Yeah.
So what level of encryption we use, et cetera. So after 12 months, they've given us a clean bill of health.
Oh, lovely. What's next then?
So what's
hopefully
next?
Hopefully world domination or something.
Actually, we want to dominate Singapore first. We really are a Singapore first company, and we want to secure all the critical assets in Singapore. And then we're not just about telecom, right? Anybody with distributed assets, we can secure. So it can be power companies, airports, rail, construction, logistics, trucking, water authorities, gas authorities, anybody with critical infrastructure, we can protect it. So our strategy is to do that in Singapore and then prove it and take it to the world.
Mm. Are you really seeing the pickup in feedback or curiosity with regard to your system?
Yeah, it's the interest is really starting to grow. Actually, we've got our major customer. We have a number of customers in Singapore, but we also have a very big customer in Indonesia, the biggest tower company in Indonesia. So the world is now moving towards a sharing economy. Telecom companies are sharing sites. So we've got our locks on 4,000 sites in Indonesia. Each of those sites has 4 operators. Each of those operators got over 1,000 customers connected to that site. So all of a sudden, we're protecting the interests of 16 million telecom customers in Indonesia.
All the more pressing that this solution would help.
It is. I mean, we all use phones for everything every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
why not use it to lock the door?
These things have to work, and they work beautifully. The reason we chose Bluetooth technology, Bluetooth is really robust. It's been around for 20 years. It's cheap. It's at the bottom of the cost curve. But importantly, it's very secure, and it works. Even when telecom networks fail, even when power networks fail, you can still use our lock. You can still use Bluetooth point-to-point, and you can access that asset.
Onward and upward. Basil Byrne is managing partner at Willowmore. Basil, thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you very much, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.